Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Business Update Conference Call of Indostar Capital Finance Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal the operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Viral Sanklecha from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you for the business update call of Indostar Capital Finance Limited. To discuss sale of Indostar Home Finance Limited to EQT, we have from the management Mr. Karthikeyan Srinivasan, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Ranjit Singh, Executive Vice Chairman, Mr. Vinod Kumar Panigar, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Srijit Menon, CEO of Indostar Home Finance Private Limited, and Mr. Pushkar Joshi, CFO, Indostar Home Finance Private Limited. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. For more details, kindly refer to the filings made on the company's website and stock exchanges. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, and then we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Viral. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ranjit Singh, Executive Vice Chairman of Indostar Capital Finance. I welcome all of you to this conference call to discuss the sale of our housing finance subsidiary. Joining me today are Mr. Karthikeyan Srinivasan, our Chief Executive Officer, Vinod Panikar, our Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Srijit Menon, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Indostar Home Finance, and Pushkar Joshi, who is our CFO for Indostar Home Finance. To begin, I would like to provide a brief overview of the transaction and then open up the call for the questions. On 19 September 2024, the Board of Indostar Capital Finance Limited approved the sale of its subsidiary, Indostar Home Finance Private Limited, to EQT, which is a global private equity investor, for INR 1750 crores on fully diluted basis. The transaction is subject to customary conditions precedent, RBI approval, consent from lenders, and shareholders. Further, EQT plans to invest INR 500 crore into IHFPL upon or shortly after closing this transaction, and the board of IHFPL has granted an in-principle approval for this infusion. The deal closure timeline will depend on the timing of the receipt of the required approvals, especially the approval of RBI, and currently we expect this deal to close by Q4 FY24 or early FY25. We believe that this sale contributes significantly to the value creation journey of the parent company for following reasons. Number one, the sale of HFC at a very attractive valuation provides a significant inflow of liquidity for the business expansion at the parent level. Number two, this transaction unlocks the value of the parent's investment as the business was not being adequately valued on the sum of the parts basis by the market. The premium received from the sale significantly improves the book value of the shares by about 70 rupees per share. Third, this monetization enables us to improve financial ratios such as ROA, CRAR, cost to income, return on equity, etc. Fourth, divestment of this subsidiary frees up the parent company from obligations of providing capital for future requirement of the HFC, besides, of course, simplifying the corporate structure and reducing managerial complexity. This enables the parent company to focus on its core business of vehicle finance and secured small business loans. This concludes my opening statement. I would now like to open up the call for the questions, which I and my colleagues will answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vivek Ramakrishnan from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to you all on this successful transaction. I know it's a bit premature to ask, but would the profits from this be used to set off any loan losses and so on and improve your ratios significantly so that when as and when recoveries come, you can just recognize it at that point of time? That's question number one. And question number two is that, with so much additional capital cushion, would that result in your cost of borrowings come down? And could you just, I mean, I know it's not related to the transaction, but is there any, developments on the cost of financing? Those are because you've recently concluded an IPO of debt, right? So that's why I wanted to ask this question. Thank you.
I think Vinod can answer the cost of funding question. Vinod, please go ahead.
Yeah, on the cost of funds, we believe that we are already in the phase where the cost of funds have been coming down quarter on quarter. And in fact, we were considering in the last call also, we did mention about it. So that's a continuous process. This, when the fund actually comes in, this will definitely help us reduce the cost further. So that is definitely going to be there. You asked about the other question about whether we will use it to adjust any of the I would say other liabilities or other assets which are currently on the books but not yielding. That's a call we will take possibly when we actually come closer to the closing of the transaction.
Thank you very much and wish you all good luck.
Thanks, Vivek.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satya from the family office. Please go ahead.
Hello, I hope I'm audible and many congratulations to the team. Two small questions. One is, you said the transaction will be closed by Q4 FY24. I think that was an error, but is it
24
or end of FY25?
FY25 or early FY26?
Early FY26, got it. And the other quick question is, now we have access to this 1,700 crores. Will this be used? What I want to understand is the growth trajectory expected to accelerate significantly once we have access to this fund? And is the demand generation side sorted? And do we have that in place once we have access to the funds?
See, we have been addressing this in the past also, Satya. Our growth will be dependent on market conditions, how the market is reacting on the overall side, basis which only we will decide. This will give us an impetus to invest more into the vehicle business and the small business loans which we have just started off. We'll continue to that journey. As the deal comes to closure, we are able to realize funds. We'll give you more picture on how what we are going to do.
Right. Understood. I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you for the answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Kushan Parikh from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Sure. Thank you for taking my question. I just had a small clarification. So when you say 1750 crores on a fully diluted basis, does that include the 500 crore infusion from equity, or 1750 crores is the total consideration that Indostar will receive for the sale of the HFC business?
Yeah, Kushan, is the consideration that we will receive. So
understood. And then 500 crore will be separately infused by equity into the subsidiary once the transaction is completed. Sorry, am I audible?
Yes, please.
So,
your understanding is correct. 1750 is the consideration that the parent company receives, and the 500 is what the HFC would receive, and that's separate.
Understood. Fair enough. That was all for me. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Shweta Pari from SBI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Shweta, please go ahead.
So, with this sale of the HFC, how do you expect the ROA of Investor Finance to move ahead? Because we expect that the SME and the vehicle finance are of higher ROA generative business. So, how do we see this trajectory going ahead?
Yeah. So, I think, Shweta, you know, our analysis is that this is accretive to our ROA and ROE outlook over the next 2-3 years because of following levers. One is, there would be an expectation of reduction in the weighted average cost of capital because we for the simple reason that we'll borrow less given the cash on the balance sheet, and that itself obviously does improve the ROA. And second is, when you borrow less, you obviously have better negotiation leverage with lenders because we have a sufficient supply of cash to fund the growth. So we see this as ROA accretive over the next 2-3 years.
So if you could specify a range or anything like quantitative in that sense?
I think we'll do that closer to, you know, sort of closing date, because I think we're still, you know, like we indicated, I think it's about 6 to 8 months away. I mean, and this assessment is basis, you know, our experience of similar transactions that we've seen in the market. I think closer to that date, because a lot of these calculations depend upon the situation at that point in time. We will surely provide you closer to the date and estimate. So we made a note of this. We will provide you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Jigar Jani from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the question. Sorry, I joined the call a little bit late, so I missed on the utilization of the proceeds. Any likelihood that these proceeds could be used to store up provisions on our SR book or this could be provision asset quality on the standalone side, or will this be more used from a growth perspective overall? If you had commented earlier, sorry, I missed it.
Yes, we did cover this. Yeah, continue. Please go ahead, bro.
What we told was that we will take a call closer to the date, closing time. Right now, we have not decided how to use it.
Okay, and just to follow up on this, so the cash, the investment on the books for the subsidiary is about 450 crores, if I'm not wrong, right? The carrying value of the investment?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the net proceeds should be closer to about 1100 odd crores that you'll be getting post taxes.
If you exclude, but really the net inflow is really the correct way to look at it, which is really 1400 crore plus is what is expected.
Jigar, the flow will be that 1700, 1750, whatever we are talking about, minus any tax liability that would be there. Because once we have invested the money, the balance amount will also come to us only. Because we already invested the money. So it will not be net of photo.
Yeah, so what I was trying to understand, the gain of the transaction would be closer to 1100 plus. Because you need tax on the gain. Right?
Gain would be 1300 plus.
Okay, 1300 plus. Okay, so understood. Thank you so much for answering your
question. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one at this time. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Jayesh S. from ESAF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just want to know whether these funds are being utilized for acquisition of any other new companies or any other new entities in the same segment.
There's no such plan.
Is it audible?
Yes. Could you hear me? We said there is no such plan.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one if you wish to ask a question. We have no further questions, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Viral Sanklecha from Orient Capital for the closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. I would like to thank the management for taking the time out for this conference call today, and also thanks to all the participants. If you have any query, please feel free to contact us. We are Orient Capital, Investor Relations Advisors to Indostar Capital Finance Limited. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Indostar Capital Finance Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.